Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This is my first Eagles loss show.
How you feeling?
I don't like the loss shows.
No, they're not that fun.
Nah. I like doing the show, of course, but the loss
shows. Well,
you
always like doing the show, but like, come on.
Yeah, it's like, come on, we should win.
You gotta hear that idiot Jim Rome with these stupid returns.
All right.
Philly, how you living?
We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Coming up at 6, right here live from Chickies and Pete's, the Brandon Graham Show. If I don't like doing the lost shows, how much do you think Brandon likes doing the lost shows?
And he was on this morning.
Probably not a lot. This is the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's.
Believe me, this is when Brandon is best served to the public. Because he calms everybody down.
He does. He is a positive gentleman. He is a positive gentleman. The Top 5 at 5 is brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
It's the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
Philly fan, how you living? All right.
Is that going to be a recurring character, Big Jim Rome?
Philly fan.
Hey, guys.
Philly fan, how you doing? All right. So happy today. It's top 5 blames for last night. Very serious list. Number 5 is a guy who I love and I think we respect, but what he did last night, when he did it in the moment, I was like, I had an inkling of a loss. I should have bet on the Falcons because it felt like a loss. Here is Scott Van Pelt late in the game last night on ESPN.
Bye. We're going to visit with Joe and Troy, show you the key moments of this game, and take you inside the winning locker room, which appears it will be the home seed. We'll see you when this one is done. Go, Troy, back to you.
SCP, I mean, act like you've been there before.
Yeah.
Wow.
Zed. Yeah. A sleeper agent for the Falcons. I think he wanted the Falcons to win.
Yeah, he had to want the jinx to be in there.
Yeah, 100%.
He's
rooting for the storyline.
Yeah, there's way too much time left for him to do that.
This guy's running around screaming there's a no-hitter going on in the fifth inning.
Yeah. Right, yes.
He's doing all that stuff.
It's unbelievable.
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
He's banned. We've banned him from this show.
We banned SVP.
Yep.
SVP.
Yep.
But my fourth blame, listen, I thought he played well last night. Like, I'm not putting on my hater glasses. But the fourth blame I am giving to Jalen.
Yes.
Because of the pass at the end. Like, we'll get into the playoff call, I'm sure. But, like, it's another situation where he, to me, it felt like a bit of hero ball rather than maybe taking something in front of you. And in that situation, you have 27 seconds left on the timeout. You're 15 yards away from Jake Elliott territory. Like it's again, it's okay to be game manager. It's okay to methodically.
Hell, there's just being smart.
I know. Like methodically move the team down the field.
Yeah.
Have time. And I just, it felt a little bit hero ball to me, and he was so good for majority of the game of just playing point guard. Like, that's how he wanted to play. And in that moment, it felt a little bit, hero ball.
He deserves it. He deserves a blame for that one.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, that was especially, they didn't need to score a touchdown. I think the most important thing here is that there were 27 seconds left, and they didn't need to score a touchdown. They needed 15 yards, which they had three plays, and they had a timeout. You know?
Yeah, we see it every Sunday. Quarterbacks down by three. You got 30-something seconds left to go. You got two timeouts. That's more than enough time to get down the field in field goal range. You're getting the ball on a 30-yard line. You basically need to move the ball 30 more yards. You got two timeouts to move the ball 30 more yards. Oh. You get that ball to the 40-yard line on the other side. That's way within Jake Elliott's range.
Way within it.
And who's to say with the way he was running, like, you could set guys deep and that he could have still, like, sprinted out and gotten out of bounds and made a play happen. Either way,
that was a last-ditch play versus what it should have been.
It felt desperate.
Yeah, that felt like a desperate play, yeah.
And they both talked after the game how the play was there to take a shot. Like, why? You didn't have to take a shot.
Nope.
The third blame for me goes to Kellen Moore. Obviously, we just talked about taking the deep shot there. I didn't agree with the pass on 3rd-and-3. You guys both did. It's been debated all day. Red zone still doesn't look great. Like, they stalled out a couple times in the red zone. But the most egregious thing is Britton Covey getting 6 targets. Like, how is that? AJ's out. AJ's down. What do we do?
Covey game.
Where's Covey? Like, feed me Britton Covey.
Well, okay, but let me just sort of play devil's advocate here.
Not possible.
Good luck with that.
Well, I mean, obviously, Jahan Dotson is not in a position. He's obviously a more talented player than Britton Covey. So you have to ask yourself, why isn't Jahan Dotson getting those targets? And why isn't Dallas Goedert getting those targets? So is it because Jalen doesn't want to throw to the part of the field where they are? Because most of the Britton Covey catches were outside, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
So I guess...
I don't blame Britton Covey.
Yeah.
I blame Kellen Moore.
Well, but I think it's also possible to think about Jalen's blame in it as well. Or his limitations. Well, what
his limitations?
Sure.
That's the play call.
Yeah, the play call. But why is it the play call? Why isn't he throwing to Goddard? Like, why?
Because they don't know how to scheme Goddard open. They don't know how to get Jahan Dotson the ball. We can't blame everything on Jalen.
I'm not blaming everything on Jalen.
That's play design.
But I'm just thinking about I'm thinking about if I'm Kellen Moore. I'm not an idiot, right? I'm an offensive coordinator. I know what I'm doing. I know Britton Covey's not a particularly he's not the most talented guy on my roster. I know Dallas Goedert's good. I know I have Jahan Dotson. I think my biggest question is, why did that happen? And was it because, not to blame Jalen, but is he limited? He's never thrown a lot over the middle. So you're not going to run Dallas Goedert the routes that you're running Britton Covey. So is there something about Jalen's game that is making it difficult for him to get the ball to those two guys? Dotson, I don't know. Maybe Dotson's just not ramped up. But the Goddard thing I wonder about more.
I blame it on coaches.
Okay.
If you want to get a guy the ball, you put in play calls where he's the primary option on a play call. Like, if they wanted to get Dallas Goedert the ball, they would call plays where he's the primary guy on that play.
But they're not having Dallas Goedert run those same routes that Britton Covey's running.
No.
Right?
No.
So that's the – I think it's – I guess I don't disagree. I would just like to know what the why is. I'm curious as to the why.
Because there's a false belief. And this is, again, I feel like I'm picking on Britton Covey. Young man has made it to the league. We all have limitations. We all have limitations. There's a fatuation with this young man about how hard he works and wanting to see him do well. He's not an NFL wide receiver. I'm sorry. Can be a punt returner, a guy that runs a 5-yard out and gets you no yards after the catch. Like, there's nothing that he's shown you that says he's a guy that should be a part of your offense. Again, I don't want to be that blunt about it, but this is a team that has Super Bowl aspirations. You do this when you're some young up-and-coming team that's trying to develop players and you're looking for someone that can make plays for you. This is also on Howie. there should be somebody there that isn't the option of Brenton Covey.
Well, that's why it feels like we're kind of letting Jahan Dotson off the hook. The guy's a former first-round pick.
Well,
they gave a third-round pick.
I would put the team – I would blame
the team.
So
it's not me killing Brenton Covey. It's more or less the idea of that they're using
that
them.
He's in that situation. Jack, I would blame the Eagles in that they did not take the third wide receiver slot seriously until 2 weeks before the season when they realized that Paris Campbell couldn't play, John Ross couldn't play, all these guys that Johnny Wilson's not ready, even though we heard
good holding play by Johnny Wilson.
My goodness.
He's running with the first team, all this stuff. They waited too long, and now the guy that they have in that position, talented as he may be, the Commanders just gave up on him, and he got here 2 weeks ago. So I think they've dug themselves this hole. I don't know if Jahan Dotson is going to be good, but I'm not shocked if he's not.
Johnny Wilson held so bad, even Kelsey was like, yeah.
I mean, my goodness, that was like a tackle, man.
Yeah. Dude, he looks like Arthega Whiteside. Like, every time he's out there, I'm like, is that J-Jaw?
Too tall. I told you.
Is J-Jaw back? My second biggest blame of the night goes to the defensive line. I mean, when is Jalen Carter going to really, like, realize his potential? Like, listen, he's shown flashes, but I think we talk about him like he's a dominant player.
Well, we expect him to be.
We expect him to be a dominant player. He's top 10 pick, former, like, could have been number one overall pick if it wasn't for off-the-field stuff. He hasn't shown it. Like he's not Fletch. I mean Fletch, we were spoiled with Fletcher Cox for 12 seasons here. Mm-hmm. Jalen Carter, like, you need him to be a difference maker if this line's going to do anything. Like, Bryce Huff, we can talk about. He's obviously But, like, Jalen Carter has to be a difference maker if they're going to be a good defensive line this year.
And I also wonder with him, another report came out and it was cleared up today that he was, late to a team event last week or whatever.
Newspaper reporter.
Something, yeah. And when he finds out he's not going to play, does he take that?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And gets ticked off about it and tries to use it as fuel to go out there and dominate? Or does he take that sort of reprimand, does not react to it well, and he's not impactful in the game?
Yeah, I wonder if that even happened yesterday, to your point. You know, if he sits him in the beginning, he's like, well, fine then.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. His energy in that game last night and lack of presence in the game last night, I'm wondering how him being benched impacted him. I'm not blaming the Eagles for that because he's the one who was late to the event. Right. I'm just saying that was a chain reaction. Possibly off of that. They had to reprimand him. They had to do something. And how did he respond to that?
Yep. For sure.
Didn't look like he responded well to that.
Not at all.
And then he can get to Jordan Davis, who, like, I just, I mean, Bijan shredding them. I know it was a lot of outside runs at the same time, but like this, these two first round picks in the middle of the middle of your defensive line, and I mean, Bijan could have had 150 yards. Like he had 93 yards, and it felt like a million. So, at the defensive line, we know that they can't touch the quarterback. Brandon Graham is still their best edge rusher in year 15. Like that's a huge issue. But the number one blame, I mean, it's simple. Catch the football. I mean, Saquon was great last night.
Oh, you going Saquon?
Catch the football. Just
wow.
Just catch the football. Catch the football, and today's an annoying win, but they're overall people can say, well, win's a win.
Right.
Like, nothing happens after that. You don't have to deal with a fourth down decision he doesn't make, Jalen throwing interception, the defense getting shredded.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Just catch the ball.
It's true.
Catch the ball.
Catch that ball, then. You're right. That last minute and a half of the game is not even part of our discussion today.
No.
Because they run the clock out.
No, instead we're fighting about a win today.
Yeah. And how ugly it was versus how good it looks, and a win is a win. Now, yep. I'd much rather be doing that.
Yes. I take a win. I thought to myself yesterday after they lost, I said to myself, aw, we got to do a loss show tomorrow? A loss show? This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Now, speaking of blame, we did do the blame question on our Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, who are designing the ultimate championship ring for afternoon show listeners. Vote on the design and find out how to win at 94wip.com/marks. All right. Blame 55% defensive line, 31% Sirianni, 9% Saquon, 5% Kellen Moore. I think Sirianni is catching Kellen Moore strays there.
I just don't like.
I agree.
I didn't even put him in my top five. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to blame
him. What are we
for
blaming him
yeah,
for?
Yeah, I agree. I don't think yesterday was a Nick Siri. If you want to say he should have took the points early in the
that's
game.
That's the only thing.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of.
And the fourth down decision, unless he wanted to go for it on fourth.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
So it's funny. The decision to not go for it on fourth down early and kick the field goal is being debated.
Yes.
And the end of the game of kicking the field goal and not going on fourth down is being debated.
A lot of blame for a guy who we say doesn't actually do anything. Bob in Wilmington, you're on WIP.
Yo, fellas, how you doing?
What's up, Bob?
What's up, Bob?
Hey, I'm not sure I'm going to be in and out like that guy in 65 seconds a few callers ago, but I'll give it my best shot. Couple things. I'm not going to bring up offense because you guys tore up that poor Max and Elliott earlier. But on the defensive side of the ball, seems to me, I don't know if you have stats in front of you, but Reed Blankenship was in almost every play, it seemed like. I don't know how many tackles he had. But that's not good. You know what I mean? I feel like if your safety's coming up to make run stops, that means your D-line, your linebackers are non-existent. You know, I know we talked a lot about the ends, and they were getting pushed around all day long, like ragdolls. But another thing I noticed, too, Slay, I saw him pull up at least two times and not really put a licking on somebody. Seems like, I don't know if he's just getting old, but, I mean, what do you guys think? Is he not, I don't know. I saw him in a couple instances able to light somebody up, and he just pulled off.
Yeah, I don't remember. Like, with corners, unless it's sort of in the open field, it's hard for me to.
They're not. Yeah.
I don't know. Some corners, they've. If they can avoid making a tackle and the other guys can make the tackle, the corner would be like, yeah, you go ahead and make that tackle.
Yeah, they're not tacklers.
Yeah, he's not looking to run in there and stick his head in there if he doesn't have to.
I think that's one of the things that's so great about Mitchell is that he seems physical and fast, whereas most of the high-end corners.
When they're young, they're like that.
Yeah, and I noticed Jordan Davis. He seems like a nice kid, you know, big, strong, tough. But, you know, he's helping people up off the ground. I don't know if he has the
he was also smiling
anger
after the game.
Oh, you think he had that dog in him? Is that what you said?
Yeah, he may have been a Georgia Bulldog, but.
Yeah, it makes me a little nervous. I mean, if he had a little fire under him, I think he'd turn out a lot better. I don't even see him getting doubled as much as his counterpart on the other side. I think Carter's better. I mean, I know he doesn't show up on the stat sheet, but Carter seems like he was getting doubled more than Jordan, and he probably weighs 30, 40 pounds less. That's I don't know. That's troublesome to me.
Yeah, I mean, listen, That's been associated with Jordan. That's been associated with Jordan in the past about, I guess, playing with a certain fire and
motor.
Passion. Yeah, having that motor. Listen, I've met him a couple times. He is a nice guy. He is a nice kid, right? Yeah, you would think somebody that big, you want him to be a little more menacing and...
Well, you're not menacing.
Intimidating. Yeah, I know, but
you're tough.
I'm not his size, though.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yes. That dude, you kind of want him to scare people when he comes in there, but... He's a big singer. He's nice.
You know what?
I don't know.
Kind of sounds like they should move him to guard. He sounds like more on the offensive lineman than a defensive lineman.
Yeah, if he's singing.
He fits right in with those guys.
Come on. he can be on the Christmas album?
Yeah.
Well, didn't he and he sang during the rookie
he did,
thing,
yeah.
And he did a good job,
yeah.
Right?
I forget what song it was.
Yeah. It was some, I forget what it was.
Would you rather be an amazing dancer or amazing singer?
Oh, amazing singer.
What really? Did I get out of dancing?
Yeah, without question.
What do you get out of dancing?
Oh, come on now, Jack. Amazing dancer?
I know you've been,
well,
with the same, you've been with the same girl for a long time.
I know.
But I can tell you.
Right. Go ask Jason Devon. He's out there salsa dancing everywhere.
Yeah.
If you're don't think he's doing that.
You're a single guy at a wedding. You can dance a little bit.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's in the
that's movement. Working out well
it's
for
the
you.
Hips, the hips, man. The movement in the hips,
lie.
Jack. They don't lie.
Yeah.
Listen, and women look at you that way. Oh, he's a great dancer.
Yep. They say,
Yeah.
Must how, mean he's good now, at if football.
You, now, if you're out there looking like you on the dance floor.
Yeah. Stiff hips.
Stiff hips.
No movement. In and out in 65 seconds.
Oh, I bet. You and Shannon. You and Shannon.
Nah, fun. He had 90 seconds, man.
But no, singing. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You think a girl or a woman would enjoy, which one do you think she would enjoy more? You singing to her?
Or dancing?
Well, or dancing with
well,
her?
Like,
I don't know. That's an honest question.
Does the singing come with a guitar?
Well, ooh, you're playing an instrument.
Well, you got to learn how
you
to play
it. You
can
play guitar and sing. I mean, that's...
Now you're John Ritchie.
Yes, and he's had such amazing luck. I guess... What?
That's cold blood.
Yeah, come on, man.
Well, I'm just saying.
It's unbelievable.
No,
this isn't really...
I love John. You know I love John. I think the issue with singing is that there's never a casual way to start singing.
Unless you're in a campfire.
But dancing, if you're out, you just start dancing. The thing with singing to impress someone, you have to go, hey, I'm going to sing now.
Where's the casual way to dance outside of like a wedding? We're just going to go to a random bar?
Yeah, you're out.
No.
And I disagree with you. If you can sing... I could sing in the car on the way to a restaurant, to the movies, on the way home.
Seems like a show off.
I'm just saying, if I could sing and, you know, you got the radio on, you got music going, and I could join in, and, you know, she's like, oh, man, this voice.
Oh,
yeah.
Sultry.
Come on, man.
Fritz, put it up as a Twitter poll.
which would turn you on more?
No. What would you rather be?
What would you rather?
A great dancer.
Which ability would you rather have?
Yeah, a great dancer.
I'm sure that'll go well the day after.
You know what?
Twitter.
Screw them. We've been doing this show for 3.5 hours.
Yeah,
we can talk about this for 5 minutes.
Mad all day today.
Yeah. Time. We're turning the page.
Put some joy into people's lives.
Yes. Coming up in
dancing, though, let's tell you.
Yes, see?
Renee was more interested in my dancing than she was my singing. I saw her when I was on the dance floor.
Yep.
I had another little hottie that I was on the floor with, though. You know what I mean? She was in the cut watching us.
See, that helped, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Watching us. I was in college. I've told that story plenty of times. So I'm safe.
215-592-9494. Coming up at 6.
I don't even know who the girl was I was dancing with.
I don't even know. I don't remember.
Once I saw Renee, I didn't see anybody else.
That's right.
For the last 30 years.
Yeah. Coming up at 6 is the Brandon Graham Show. We have you for the next half hour.
I'm getting carried away a little bit.
I know. I'm trying to save you. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy.
It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.